Everything's going fine. No trouble. Recording. Everything's going fine.
So Jane's military school.
Oh, I wish I wasn't back.
I wish I was like this.
Are these records for us?
Yes, those are the free records the listeners send in every
Sounds
week.
Sounds of fabulous rock drums. Crash.
That's Mobius Rex started that show, that one.
Mobius Rocks?
Yes. Mobius Rocks.
Mobius Rocks.
Mobius Racks and Roll.
Kansas Sounds.
Mobius Wax and Wheel. All kinds of levels and stuff going on, but all of it on tape.
Yes,
none of it live. No doctors. No doctors here this morning.
Social security card. You have
we
to apply
because we aren't here yet. And the show isn't started. And from Tubbs hasn't been woken up from his sleep and death.
Guest Arnold Palmer is not here yet.
No, we were stoked on Arnold Palmer, but actually, yesterday we were down by Trevino's restaurants, and we just actually couldn't believe it. The food was delicious.
But we stayed.
And, of course, we didn't have to play bridge while we were eating.
No, we didn't, but we did.
Yes, well, he's the only DJ that has 4 drivers, 9 putters. Most people carry a couple irons.
That's right.
And most exotic, he carries 9 putters.
The gigantic Arnold Palmer Memorial that's stuck in the grass over there in Arkansas. But it's there, waiting for you.
We missed it. We drove right by it and didn't
even
see it.
In the daylight. We even missed the Frontubus Acres round mobile home. It's in the middle of the desert. Now, if I'd been awake, there'd be a different story. We would have spent hours there.
Unfortunately, as you were driving. And the little Vreedy's, of course, was also driving, and no one could see it. We were looking right at it.
That's the magic of traveling with the Subdinis. You can be looking right at it and never see it. And never want to see it.
Go on!
Oh, you won't get any trouble out of me. All you'll get is some snappy
you
answers
must show
and some
documentary
funny thoughts.
Proof of your age, identity, and citizenship or legal entry to this country.
Yes, but welcome, little Subdinis. Because you're about to embark on a journey that will take approximately 1.5 hours. You may think this small amount of time can't affect you, but you will be changed. You will be different after listening to this show. Yes, you will be a subject.
What is this?
You will be one of the new master race.
Maybe they can help you.
Want to be a
creature?
848-4425. Be a
subgenius
instead. Like little Napa Caller. He thinks he's a subgenius. Well,
what is this?
Try that number. Maybe they can help you.
94.1 FM, KPFA.
I was eating breakfast at Spinky's yesterday, and I saw Napa Caller down there, and he was completely surrounded by a bevy of 14-year-old girls, all dressed up in Brady Bunch outfits. And
yeah.
I just couldn't believe a guy like him would be able to attract such a crowd of willing TV females.
But there they are, drinking that TV water and hanging out with a little Neapy
Caller. It takes about a month to get a car.
Yes. He'd ordered the B8. That's actually 8 small pancakes.
Something was missing from little Napa Caller's menu. It was the tuba. So we put it in here on the show. If you're listening, you can put it on your sandwich and have it just the way you wanted it there.
Ah, yes. And if you have a 4-channel stereo, put the tuba on the front.
Boom, 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 boom. Little tiny Wotans in the background.
It's true.
Oh, yeah. Here we go now. Well,
this is the relaxed show, so don't get too upset. And,
yeah,
and
just
don't
lay back in my bed.
And Rosie, if you're out there, we're just about to call you and wake
That's
you
right.
up. Yes, yes.
We
it won't hurt too bad.
We've got to call somebody.
And just like last night.
I know creeps like
Well, you remember last night when Doug and I sat there and spoon-fed you Haagen-Dazs until you were ready to burst. Well, you'll pay for it now.
That's right. Remember Scuzzler?
Mmm.
Layers and layers Puzzler. Of food.
The evidence was so thick.
As you sit down on the table and eat more and more.
But it was free. That was the amazing part.
Yeah.
Yeah, they
could
just
sit in the canned peaches. There were so many.
Mmm.
Don't wait till the last minute.
Don't wait to start eating.
Yes. Start eating now.
Just fill up your brain.
It's better than listening. Yes. And the louder you chew, the softer you listen.
That's it. You could be on the eating show right now. So let's start eating, okay?
Chomp, chomp.
Here's some tax.
They don't have a bite of the White House here.
I think I'll swallow a couple of sewer projects at an airport.
How about some more of this canned show here?
This stuff's great.
Look, even the Rex is having some.
Here's some more.
Well, these little squiggly people are real scary. But we'll try to stay on track for you here on the eating show. Ladies and gentlemen, we make these callers up out of our hats.
Week, and out of our boss shrink. Know where they are this week?
No, we're still trying to work our way up through the normal political process, okay? You've got to remember, normalization is important at this time. We can't take over the human race and force them all to be subgenius against their will unless we do it nice.
You got to take them against their will and feel in a good way.
Yeah, but you got to be nice about it. You got to make them want to do things against their will and enjoy things. You can't force those people to die for the subgenius church. No, you can't force them to do anything.
Sure.
No, you can't.
Sure.
Because they aren't even real. No, this is just a radio show, and your voice is
Social Security office
from my house. Yes, I recorded you hours ago and brought you here. So
that eating show made me so thirsty, I had to run over to Gabrofan Bar.
I couldn't believe it.
Drink down one of those hard drinks.
You can help speed up your claim.
We didn't just call you
any Social Security office
for
papers you need to support your claim.
That you are supposed to report to the American government and begin its immediate destruction.
Okay, let's start. Time to wake up, Berkeley. Wake up, Berkeley.
Yes, wake up. We're just saying these things just for the benefit of our leftist KPFA listeners. We know that most of them are involved in the left. And, of course, the newest left is the Subdini left.
If you were on the left,
it's beyond any other left.
Behind here in the Subdini left. Because you want to be way out in front before you get behind. Look out loud.
Hand over that wallet, buddy.
Now, Philo over here, we wouldn't play music like this.
No, actually, he would play it.
They can help you get the
Philo, the thousand doctors himself can play at least that well.
That's right, just with his ears. Yes, the head is so huge.
And listener, if you could just speak up just a little tiny bit.
What side of a chicken has the most feathers?
The outside.
Is this a listener-dominated show again?
No men.
Oh, that's okay. It's
really
no, no
men.
No men.
Right. Yeah, well, that's okay. That's all. Let me
ask you. How come had such a hard time cleaning up at the
table? It's not that hard to believe.
There was three subgeniuses crawling across the road.
There was no John.
And a truck ran over two of them. What did the third one do?
He got up and had white line fever.
I'm sorry, wrong. The correct answer to that question was he went and removed the frop from the inner linings of the bodies of the... he peeled the frop layers directly out of those bodies and took them back to Dobbstown with him. Now, what kind of punchline is that, huh?
Sure.
I know, that's why it's not funny. I could have just said, he said, hot lunch. Well, you know, that would have been better.
Pretty lonely there with no phone calls.
Well, there aren't any. There's plenty of phone calls.
Come on,
one at a time. We would like if you could put all of our listeners on the line at once and get rid of that whole portion of the show in 3 minutes. But unfortunately, just me and Herbie Hancock are down here at the station now. And after he... Well, I don't know. If you saw what he was doing to some of the things down here, it's really hard to even keep talking and concentrate.
Thanks.
You wish you were here again, listener. Well, you knew what time you had to get up in the morning, even to get to this show.
Yeah, well, you guys
a little
real
planning
close.
Ahead.
We had to live
help
real close.
Make your retirement more enjoyable.
To hear the recorded reproduction of the music.
Let's Bob turn down the sound effects too. I got to get the directions.
Anybody
to my
lives
house.
In Oakland? Okay, yeah.
Okay, listener, now where is it that we live?
Oh, one of you lives in Oakland.
Okay, now how do I get there?
How do I know that? I know that from the directory.
Right. How do I get there?
I guess you drive down one of the main streets. So you hit Berkeley.
Okay. Oh, look out. Don't hit Berkley. It's so tiny. It's so little.
No,
don't hit it. It's pretty.
It's a nice city.
It's all one-way street.
You want to hit something? Go hit Kensington.
I'll take my short disc. I'll
yes.
Explode.
Yeah, listen. Well, listen. How do I get to your house? And I'll take my answer on the air.
You go down the freeway to get to Menlo Park. then you drive.
Wait,
up
my
there.
Mom said never mind.
Oh, okay.
We were going to call ourselves.
Listen, we're going to come over to your house for breakfast.
Yes,
so.
Actually, but we're going to bring our own food with us, so don't worry.
Bring you not only the
I was going to have pink eggs,
but also great. The reaction and comments
sounds good to
of the
me.
Audience.
That sounds pretty
and
good.
Some of the reasons that
maybe
they got
we'll
trapped into
food.
Going to the opera in the first place.
The Puzzling Evidence Foundation has offices in Oakland. The Gabrofram Institute has offices in Oakland. And Lies has offices in San Francisco. But of course, we also have lies in Brazil, Bolivia, Zurich, Nome, parts of London. So it's a confusing issue to bring out addresses.
It
We're
is
never
true.
At one place more than 2 or 3 days at a time. So home is where...
Home is where
it's where
at.
The Xerox machine is, pretty much, for me.
Yeah, for me, it's just pretty much wherever they're shipping Kitty next. There's just not enough liquid slack these days.
And there
What's
is
going on
peaceful
here?
Peaceful Subgenius show. What a fiction that was. Yes, well, yes, the computers, so we always support computers.
Yeah, so all you have to do is put the right thing in. You'll get the right thing out. That's the best part about it. It's always putting the right thing out.
But the thing is that nobody's answering out there in that caller land that we try to get you. But we'll be back later, because you never know.
Yes, that's
so now
true.
We're cruising down Subgenius Highway.
And we're heading up towards the Berkeley foothills, actually. That's the, I believe we should probably try to place that call soon. If we can just try to work our way into the life of one more listener. If I could just know that one more listener is hearing this, then I'd feel happy and I could go home. Wherever that is. For Puzzling Evidence, it may true be a Xerox machine. For me, true, it just may be a warm spot where Kitty was, but... Wait a minute, something's going on here at the station.
They were not there.
Oh, they were not there.
Yeah, they were not there. We're not
oh, I see, we're playing the Caller Didn't Answer
the
theme song.
Yes, that's right. It was
when I saw Mobius Rex begin to jump and palpitate and patter in his seat and start
The number you have reached...
Now this can't be quite right.
And here he is, and he's always.
Oh yes, it's another one of the Nordic people.
Prove it.
Let's see if he's really Norse. Where'd you have breakfast this morning, buddy?
Oh gee, how the hell that against you?
Obviously not a Nordic person. A Nordic person would have said, I had breakfast at Helsing's this morning on Stone in Tucson, Arizona. One of the few Wotan cafes in the country.
You may be able
or
to Nelson's get some help.
On Telegraph Avenue.
I don't know where he is.
Yes, the weary
well,
years.
You may be
when
able to get some help.
The show is so slow that it can't quite wake you up, but you can't quite turn it off.
A lot of extra expenses.
Yes, you've reached
well,
your radio.
You may be able
you've
to get some help.
The knob to the left.
Warning! Happy Labor Day.
Not quite strong enough to make that little click, and the rattling and buzzing. That just
are not
small amount of power
simply people with a lower than average
are
IQ.
Show to you in terms of just static, nagging, bothering.
Oh, no.
Your child
Many new members often make this mistake, putting the machines on fast forward and the technicians
checks.
Are caught in them.
Are you guys live or on
no
Memorex tonight?
We're on Memorex.
Oh.
Actually, I'm on TDK.
I'm
Doug over there,
on
he's
one.
On Sony, I believe.
Sony UCXS. 3A's. A new mix that hasn't hit the public yet.
I find that the cheapest TDK tapes actually carry my voice much better than the expensive Maxells, which I previously was broadcasting on. But I like to keep the cost of these shows below a dollar.
Right. And also, see, Radio Fostex is a different system than most, and there are only certain stations in the U.S. that can pick up these broadcasts. One of them being, of course, in the horrible Center of Music in St. Louis, seen now on Window 4 as we look in to see 2,000 doctors in their most,
inappropriate positions, let us put it that way.
Yes.
Some say that Philo has been compromised by the system. Not true.
That's just because he got the digital drummer set. See, you're still there. It's all right.
Oh, I'm still here.
No. Always checking for that button. 627.
All off the air.
Yes, that special little button that sometimes leaves you high in the air.
The callers are all boring themselves to sleep. And, of course, we don't want to be jumping up and down now and talking real fast and doing all kinds of silly stuff on this show. We want to just be real nice and sort of like massaging your whole inner mental life, sort of Dobbs style.
Because we'll be waking you up and putting you back to sleep in this hour. Here we go.
And soon you'll be on your Dobbsicle, getting your exercise, riding around the room at top speed, ready to eat breakfast.
Oh, careful. Don't hit the wall.
Sorry, little listener.
And when you're riding through Gabrogue Fan Studios, you have to remember to be very, very careful and not to get any fingerprints on the toys.
Well, I certainly will.
I know you've never been down to the studios.
Which of Gabrogue Fan Studios instruments would you like to borrow?
Yes, that's true.
Gamble on.
Okay. It's
after. Listen, it's very, trying to reestablish.
It's very lot, so be careful.
Okay.
Yes. Reestablish what?
Now, listen, that means you have to make a cord for it. You can't just borrow these things and not expect them.
Do you hear the spooky ghost in the background? Or do we just hear it?
The spooky, screamy ghost? Yes, it's...
No, I was just wondering if he was on the air, too.
Oh, he's on the air.
All of them are on the air.
Oh, yes, I think so. I think the little ghost does show up. If you can hear it, I think it shows up.
This is really sick.
Hello, little people.
Hello, little people.
Yes, that's true. Puzzling evidence now. I'm talking to the little people in the machine.
It won't help.
I don't think they can hear me in there.
This is highly irregular procedure.
Okay, well,
if it's bad news, they don't want to hear it.
Very.
Oh, look in the holy window.
Here, we have another caller here. And
up your ass, guard, Thor boy.
Yeah, it seems there are lots of little people back there behind the window.
Now,
they're pushing the station down the street at a very slow rate of speed.
I think Dr. Mobius missed the Nordic mythology that this person was trying to put out. He was talking about up your Asgard.
Now,
of course, those of us who have been to Ragnarok and who have played Ragnarok and who have Wotan since 1953.
Okay, I'm going by.
Well, anyway, it wasn't the kind of a story that you thought it was. Yes, caller, we apologize for killing you. And
for more information,
we'll take care of
get in touch with any Social
PB&B
Security office
later.
Hello, little caller. You're stuck inside the time tube. Sooner or later, you should be able to break out. If we can stay with you, the helicopter Jesus is now appearing over your head. Stay down and avoid your own speakers. The radio amplifier will try to kill the signal, resulting in its own demise. Please stand back from helicopter Jesus. Approaching now on the left speaker.
32.
I want to apologize for that terrible...
Yes, what is it called? You have to respond immediately. We can't take this kind of attitude any longer.
Yes, the left and right brain that was actually originated for people who were tired of pointing salt pepper.
The helicopter Jesus was originated for your right brain.
That's true.
He's in a little can and we open him every 45 minutes.
Now he's just squeaking.
Be scary, caller. Stand back. Okay, Dr. Rex is steering the ship toward the left. And you will be able to now look out the window. See little people there?
They're actually not people. They're bad G's. They're there to scare you. Those G's I have done many, many poor things. And they haven't actually lived up to any of the codes of the G's I or the false Jesus, and they pulled a lot of bad stuff, and that's why they're having to sit out on the wing of that airplane and try to scare you. What's going on? Well, such an in thing.
We lost it is just such an in thing. Here we're watching movies of how they started years ago. It's alive. No, it's just a battery operated little thing, my dear.
Fixed.
But see, no, it's not a watch. Stand back here. I'll show you what this is for. You'll have to ask the caller.
Yes, I don't know how we got this tape. This is like dialing adolescent.
Well, if you were lying in a bunch of shrimps, how would you feel?
No.
Please, if you're coughing all over
you're
the speaker,
in the
you're seeing we've got to clean it up here at the station.
Yes.
So.
To put them on their feet, I don't know about this subgenital gut blowout here on the air. Yeah, I know. It doesn't smell too good. Well, you know, that's what happens when you start dragging your body parts across the radio for literally thousands of persons
or thousands of years. And predictions.
So we're able to become doctors over and over again. We can only hope that in some other way he'll be able to show those movies that he promised us.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
See, Ed's getting it on, you know.
You bet. Lots of presidential primary people
Social
right
Security
there
office
in compromising
our
positions near tax reports and things like that. And now we have George Washington in one of those movies. Here's Martha Washington. See, and they finished, but they haven't cleaned up yet.
And
but
notice
how
the
wooden teeth
are now
stained. You can also get Social Security payments if you become disabled.
Well, I don't know.
What can't be for a year or more. To find out more about...
All I know is I'm just about ready to jump out of the station. I can hardly stand the scream any longer.
You want to,
find out if the frap extractor is finally done yet, or...
Uh-oh.
Is it done yet?
Is it done yet?
He's gone. Jay, is it done yet? What's happened to the collars?
Oh, we didn't...
Oh, look, you left the collar air supply off. No wonder.
Well, see, we hardly know what's going on here.
I've been really getting into Bob, and I'm feeling kind of sick and queasy. Is that a good sign, or...
Yes, actually, that's a sign that soon you will be experiencing extra meditation. I advise you to actually lock yourself in a small room all by yourself with 30 or 40 copies of the book and open them all to the page with the fish drawing on it, okay?
When do you expect the new book on Peter Hustler?
The new book?
The new book.
But actually, book number two isn't going to have much to do with Dobbs, because he's really been pretty greedy lately.
Actually,
Friend Tubbs, Mimico, Bohondas, and all those people will be in book two.
Now, wait, Dr. Hughes, we'll wait. Wait till the cascade is over here, and then now. Repeat again, the cast of characters involved here.
We were just mentioning here that in book number two that Dobbs would be played down, and Bohondas, Mimico, Funto, and Hinto, and of course, Friend Tubbs.
The anti-Dobbs.
Yes, these are all the anti-Dobbs. Bohondas, although a friend of Dobbs, is also an enemy of Dobbs. And of course, Friend Tubbs, who is the sworn enemy of Bohondas. And, well, it's hard to explain, but these various gods and humans and people mixed in, basically, they all hate each other. And they all want their own books.
Sounds like they're kind of having a blue Monday.
Yeah, kind of, but colder.
Is there a reason you're getting in there? Is that just to make my teeth go on edge, or is it just...
No, that's just because we have to have that echo worse than anything, so...
Is this the early Sardinian land planet? Are you going to...
Yes, we're giving up the show. We're giving up the show.
Can you hear that squeaking?
I can hear that squeaking. Can I hear that squeaking?
Yes, okay, that's other people listener. Have said much the same thing.
Now, would you please, I want you to write a letter to KPFA and sign that letter and say, I can hear the squeaking.
I can hear the squeaking.
Don't tell them what show it was on.
I hear America squeaking.
Yes, well,
I
actually,
hear America squeaking.
That is the movie guy there, and he is trying to...
I think it's just the back of my shirt.
To force Bean to eat that E-paste.
Whatever it is,
right. Your
shirt is moving.
It sure is.
And can't work.
Well, why don't we try that little skirt girl and see exactly what is happening.
Oh, we forget our homie friend.
Okay, we'll be back in just mere moments, Colin.
Okay. Force upon her at this hour. I know it's really, really difficult to try to force yourself to listen to such a show when practically everyone you know is here. Yes, they do give you one last request. Listen or die.
For the answers to these questions, ask any Social Security office for a free copy
or the Puzzling Evidence
of Social Security Information for Young Families.
What is happening here?
Stay tuned to a sermon by Reverend Smith. Don't miss it if you can.
Yes, it's true. We're trying to tune in here on someone very desperate. Someone who is yet to realize the fruition of subgenius.
A very simple solution.
Someone who is yet to realize the pleasure that comes from the church. That deep and meaningful pleasure.
To have your check deposited directly to your savings or checking account.
And if I'm not mistaken, there's been a predetermined attempt to keep the show away from certain sectors of this society.
Now she endures the horrible ringing of the phone. Afraid to unlatch it? Yes, oh yes. Afraid to get up out of bed and try to move that phone around to direct your own life away from the phone? Ah, yes. She does hear the radio waves, of course, through her head.
That's true.
But there's the problem. The phone rings on, and she hates those involved.
Yes, it's true.
Knowing what's happening,
all you have to do is get a direct deposit form.
Maybe she is elsewhere and will not answer the church.
Yes, perhaps she's out. I kind of doubt it myself. Well, perhaps the torture should stop. Yes,
we relieve the torture.
Doug has once again relieved the pain.
We'll try again later.
So turn your radios off right now.
Best, of course, would be that she is sitting up in bed listening on her own special radio to this part, which you couldn't hear anyway.
That's true. We were looking forward to actually being able to speak to one of the lower gods in the new church of Frontubus. Pity. Now, those who have scoffed pity and don't believe that pity is actually a mental being have made a mistake. Or let's talk about Bob Dobbs.
I got Gabriella Orlandi right here. Got her hidden in my basement.
Something's going on, caller. Something strange is going on. Sure, what it is.
Something part-time.
Wait a minute. Mobius Rex is trying to swim through a giant pool of WD-40. Holding the tape recorder above his head. He's ready to dunk it.
Well, he can dump it on you guys. Is he willing to cut off his nose by this stage?
Yeah, Bob is willing to cut off practically anything for you. A limb? Sure. A brain? Yes. A lobe? A gland? Sure. But that's the important thing is you too should be giving your glands to the church. Now, I mean, you don't have to send in... I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I'll have to speak up.
Bob know how to dress thinly?
Because I wasn't raised. You know how to dress thinly?
Do you know that salt is a killer?
Salt? What are you talking about? Here I am, trying to give you instructions on practically how to save your life and the
That's
lives
right.
of neighbors and friends.
Please listen.
And you can talk, all you can talk about is how much salt Bob eats on his pickles or something. I mean, this is serious. Sure, we're talking a little slow this morning. It is hard for us to get off the plane, drive to
the
station.
And you're listening to the doctors at dawn.
And just start blabbing about Subgenius and Funto and Hinto and how the attacks on Tokyo haven't even... Well, you know, you haven't even heard about the attacks on Tokyo. Sure, you read the newspaper and you know about El Salvador, but you don't know about Mimiko and Bohandas and how they've been attacking Tokyo practically every Saturday morning for years.
What do they do, sir? How does this attack manifest itself?
Well, they have a robot dog, Funto, and basically yes. Funto is like any other monster. He just wreaks havoc and tears things apart.
And then
the problem is Funto eats everything, so there's never evidence.
Right, we support anything with Kerry involved.
Hello?
Hi. And which one are
you're
you?
Your listener.
Yes,
worry.
We support
listener
any...
Number 87.
Okay, we support any movement with Kerry Thornley involved. Are you
2981 Lookout Place. Atlanta, Georgia, 30305.
Now, that is what, the Minutemen, or is that the American Nazi Party?
I'm not sure. That's where he sent me his latest literature. I have the Jack Anderson gumball card.
Oh, I think
that's actually his girlfriend's house.
Dr. Kidney.
And
they're working on the second
an offer to sell me his handwritten notebook for $1.50. Folk right. Published works including erotic liberation columns time. Erotic human rights in the rational behavior in the human rights. Quint Wimple notes.
Well, caller, we're going to have to try to find one of your compatriots here. Hello, second caller.
I just think your listeners should know that your coffee machine is classified as a Class 3 substance by the FDA.
Well, of course.
Just thought I might
know. Already supplanted.
Well, thanks for telling us that. Okay. And thanks for telling the listeners that, because many of them who have been drinking the liquid slack now are probably in danger of losing all their slack. Yes, you can increase your slack for short amounts of time, but in the end, you lose it all. And who is the last living caller?
Yes, and now we're strangling
Hello,
the group.
Last living caller.
This is St. Byron calling from Los Angeles.
Well, good morning,
we
St.
Can't
Byron.
Believe it. Hi, St. Byron.
All right, listen, I got to get up and go to work now, but I want to know, why did Bob turn off my hot water on?
That's easy to tell you, Bob, because you haven't been worshiping Bohandas, the new god of the radio hour.
I'm freezing here. It's cold outside.
It's all right. It's always cold in Subdini Hill.
Those girls aren't going to want me to work with them.
You're the first actual doctor to call the show in many, many moons.
Hey, when is the actual date for the a big Subgenius conference in January?
January 20th and 21st.
What?
20th and 21st.
Okay.
It'll be $7.50, Byron, for the ticket, so don't worry.
Unless you write one of the Dugs, of course.
Okay.
You know,
many Dugs.
Send one of those neat tapes.
Okay.
How's your supply of church air down there, Doctor?
My church air is getting a little smoggy, and come the Olympics, I expected to get a lot.
Town sounds fine to me.
With all the people coming in town.
It's pretty bad down there, huh?
Every now and then, it gets to be really sick, you know?
Well, the church air up here actually is really wet. You wouldn't believe it.
You know?
You actually have to... After breathing about 6 or 7 inhalations of the church air, even the purified, rarefied church air,
yeah.
You have to turn yourself upside down and let the liquid slack just run out of your lungs. And of course, Mobius Rex collects that, and
of course, you saw that slack in at work in Doc's Doc.
Yeah,
that's true.
Those gravity boots come in handy then. You know?
Oh yeah,
well,
they're the only thing that keeps us glued to the ceiling of the station. We'd probably fall down right on the floor if it wasn't for those gravity boots.
About a centrifuge, and you can get it all out of you.
We tried
really
it.
Quick, you know?
It doesn't seem to work anymore.
Maybe like an ice show, you know, where the guy holds on to the other guy's feet and swings around.
Now, what is it? Are you getting the show on KPFK down there in Los Angeles?
I'm getting it, I can't really say too much because it's kind of an underhanded satellite hookup.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of...
The slimy underbelly of the satellite reflects the...
Back in the way of
sloppy.
Olivia, is that all I can say? One last thing. I'd like to nominate the Shag for Subgenius Sainthood.
Yes, we've been practicing Shag songs daily.
Yeah,
Footfoot.
Oh, they really got it. They really got it.
Remember, Byron, that... Tonight, as you listen to the late night Subdini show on station X, that the band that dare not speak its name will be playing two of your songs.
Oh, groovy!
My Gabroke fan let me down again.
Will be
one of them.
That's mine.
Yep, I know. And we're gonna play the other one, No Slack. That song.
Yeah. Well,
ride lawn jockey ride. Yeah, I ain't got no slack.
Listen, guys, I do have to go to work.
Sure.
Are you over in Venice?
Where are you working now?
I'm working down in Venice, and I'm painting stuff for Epcot. I'm painting awful little China.
Byron, I hate to tell you, but if you're not working for Bob these days, you're working for Epcot. Just about everybody else is.
I thought Bob was back at Epcot.
Even Biff works. Biff already got his Mark of the Beast from Walt.
Oh.
He had to do little sound trills for this Epcot Center TV commercial. It's probably being seen all over the National Subgenius Center.
With Bobby frozen too?
Yes, I'm afraid so. We froze Philo's brain last week.
Yes, and also, I've been looking in my mailbox every day without fail. I go to it and I stare in and I see less and less of those famous potatoes.
Before
I saw none, now I'm in the negative.
The 21.
Have you had one? I'd like the ones that with the dinosaurs dressed up in women's clothing.
Dinosaurs?
He's nothing but a crook. That's what a lot of determine. Now you do what I say. I don't want any more trouble out of you.
Oh, I did. I sent a whole bunch of dogs. There's clean dog. I sent clean dog.
Remember, we sent down the dogs.
Dr. Lai
should have supplied many dogs that we drawn.
I'll see what I can do.
I'll send you something else. Don't worry.
You'll be getting a tape of this conversation and others very soon.
Great. You've got an address for me, or should I just send it care of?
Well, the Puzzling Evidence Foundation is basically the same one that you'll always need to use.
Okay.
Yeah, so just write attention to that.
And we'll be seeing you sometime before the show, most likely.
Yes, that's probably true.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
What is
it? It's a Beanie Radio
Why
show.
Why that number? Maybe they can help you.
Oh, yes, that was the true puzzling famous
from Los Angeles. At the caller's disposal. If the caller has a
thousand
where is the Subgenius
Convention Center?
And
at the wait a minute. Okay, now, at the Victoria Theater.
Oh, that's a good place for it.
Yes.
And I'm sure you'll agree when you hear Raspberry Strong.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes, and it's going to be the
formula. And what are you going to have?
We're going to have Pope Meyer, Sterno, Janer, Hypercletes, Smith, Philo Drummond will be here. Just about everybody in the lower arcade except for Guy Duell. And we will be launching one of the most giant heads on the West Coast you've ever seen.
It's bigger than the big head.
Yeah, I was over there watching it being born the other night. It's a disgusting spectacle. We cleaned it up and, we can't really clean it up, but we were able to secure the area. Nobody will be able to touch the mess.
And how do you get to be a participant?
can show up, and I'm sure
so
you'll...
Oh, so everybody can participate.
Yes.
Well, we can't
not
really stop it, though, can we?
Foundation.
I mean, it is a standard doctor process.
We'll find out who the subdini's
really
are.
Really are.
That's right. Show. Who's got hair on their little subdini gland?
Mm. Yes.
Well, I'll try to be there and I'll subdini you all.
I'm sure it'll be worth it.
Sure, we'll see you there, and we'll probably see Napacola there if he can get that $750 out of his mom's purse.
Little neepy caller.
But
is it possible to sneak in?
Yeah. Well, for us, but
probably,
for you, no.
Probably so.
It depends.
We'll be scaring as many little listeners as we can.
If you come dressed up in full regalia and Arnold Palmer makeup, you may get in free. Yes, if you dress up like that.
Maybe I could pour tomato juice all over my head and come as Vic Morrow.
Maybe.
Hey, that sounds like a winner.
Ha, 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 ha.
Well, anyway, I wasn't going to laugh.
It is going to be a very interesting show. And for those of the listeners who don't know exactly what we're talking about, if you just tuned in, there's going to be a subgenius gut blowout and revival meeting in January of 1984. And the tickets will be very expensive. You'll be expected to purchase more than you can actually use. But that's what's important. The church needs to make a lot of money right now. In fact, we need to make literally hundreds of thousands of dollars to carry on our church activities and our charitable projects, such as the raising of the new Gebroke Fan Studios.
That's right, and buying more digital parts for it.
That's true. We need that money. We need those dollars.
Well, why don't you sell the orphans at Dobbstown?
In January. What, Dobbstown?
Sell the orphans at Dobbstown.
Well, sometimes the cash flow is good from Dobbstown. Sometimes it's bad to Dobbstown. It's hard for us to tell. Right now, we're sending more money to them than they're sending to us.
You could open a clinic and offer to mind control people.
That's true, we could. But
in fact, we were at a Dobbs house in Dallas, and we didn't pay and walk out, because I thought Bob, I would just walk out.
Hey, there's no bounce back on Bob.
This was Philo and myself, yeah, and we walked away, and we actually were standing, like 15 minutes later, we were standing in a complete another part of the airport, and the manager comes up and says, you didn't pay Dobbs for your food. And I said, that's right, I never paid Dobbs for my food. No, we just hit him and put him in a phone booth. I mean, Philo tends to phone up Philo.
And then made it all the way to Dobbstown before they shot us.
Anyway, caller, you'll see. Actually, you may not be able to meet because
the
large Lexan shield that'll be separating the doctors and their operating theater. This is true. We're going to be building an actual operating theater on the stage of the Victoria Theater.
Find those holy numbers.
You will see all the carnage that Subgenius can wreak. You will see doctors who you've been hearing about for years actually operating. And removing those glands from those
albums.
Yes, it's true, baby.
Are they going to perform psychopathic surgery?
Yes. David Meyer will probably perform a healing and make Janer all good again. Of course, he'll be broken before the end of the show, but that's just the way all those shows go.
And you'll be able to see the Helioptera Jesus.
Oh, boy, that's the one thing you will be able to see, the Helioptera Jesus.
What's that?
It's scary. Real scary. It's scarier than the band with the shirts that match and stuff.
Yeah, you'll be hearing them tonight, actually, at your house.
You should go, go to the corner of San Pablo and Ashby or something.
How do I can't remember. I thought it was go to the corner.
Or College and Ashby.
Kensington and Ashby.
Or Kensington and Ashby.
Some corner of Ashby.
Yeah, Shelby and Ashby or something.
Just open your ears real
if you walked up and down Ashby. Right. If you walked up and down Ashby or drove at a slow speed, of course, tonight, you would hear something very scary, but... I see him. But look what happened to this guy.
Anyway, the operating theater in the Victorian.
I want to put him away. He's gone a little too far.
Caller's gone.
It'll be fine there. I'm just here taking a little.
Okay, well, listen, caller. If you'll hang up, I'm going to try to call Philo Dry. Wait.
Thank you.
Wait.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay.
Wait.
I'll wait.
Now, don't understand me now. I don't want you to go away. Just hold on while I try to call Dr. Drummond.
Good.
Well, there goes the continuity right out the window, and poor little Dr. Gabofam's left by himself without hardly a sound effect to cling on to, floating around and just a splinter of the show. Yes, it's true. There's only like a 3x4 foot surface of the show left, and Dr. Mobius and Puzzling Evidence and I here are all crowded together on this tiny, tiny fragment of the show flowing through this terrible, terrible sea. But we're looking for someone who can help us, someone who can save us from this mire. And we don't need
to. Number. I want to know, is Bob a subgenius?
No, Bob, and he's just a head.
Is
just
he a
salesman.
That's true.
That's one of the things that happens. Right.
But he's not a sub-genius.
No, he never was. That's like saying, is God a Christian?
Right. And most members aren't sub-geniuses. That's just a word. It's just simply a label that we put on ourselves so other people can go, hey, what's your label, man? Because we kept going to parties and people were, hey, what's your handle, man? And, you know, after a while, you go, okay, well, if I need a label or a handle, we started Densa, we started Mensa.
This is not a handle, this is a crank.
Hello, caller.
Oh, I don't know.
You're calling from far away, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
If he isn't a genius, how can he be the head of a church?
Yep, you got it.
We know he's a head. It's fallen down on the ground.
The microphone is,
oh, I'm being chewed out here, Dr. Drummond. I don't know what I'm doing on there.
There is no Dr. Drummond.
You stepped on my sound effect.
There is no Dr. Drummond. Now, wait a minute. We've got to get rid of all these callers first.
Now, don't you go launching heads on me now.
Is that really?
We just launched the other caller's head.
There is no honesty like Cashmore in the ecclesiastical world. There is no.
Yes, it's true. There is no cash flow in the ecclesiastical world, as far as we're concerned.
Seems to be taping
but there is
through the computer.
Yes, there is a head. Yes, there is a head in the church, and well, there's a big head, and there's a true head, and there was a false true head, and now there's going to be a new false big head. I'm not sure what to think of any of this.
Yes, and we have to wait for the little caller to disappear before we can talk to Dr. Drummond.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Yes, that is the way it goes, partner. Dobbs wanted you to be happy, and that's why he gave you this radio show. He wants you to wake up in the morning and drive through Berkeley at 75 miles an hour, taking out anybody in his way just so he can get to this show. And we'll be looking for Mr. Philo Man, who I thought that was, because he's just a head, too. That's the only thing that separates Mr. Philo from the normals is his head. He's got a normal body. He's got a normal job and a normal wife. But he's got that head.
Tell us what drugs we're doing.
Sometimes the breakdown of
Welcome to the puzzling evidence hour.
Now we'll have the graphology report on your written statement in a moment.
You should be able to tell exactly what part of the show you were on.
Now wait a second.
He is closely accompanied by Dallas police officers and
the callers begin to line up to beg their way on the air to tell us their insignificant message, we shall ignore them. For we are searching for one of the great ones, one of the true saints of this and many other religions that you're not even allowed to know about. No, you can't know about the cult of Nardini. No, you can't know about the cult of lies or the Kitty Foundation. No, we'll let you hear about subgenius. That's a religion anyone can buy into. But Nardini?
It really is astounding what these computers can do.
The Nardini Foundation.
Yeah, they wrote the book of the subgenius.
Well, that's true. Yeah. A lot of people wrote the book of the subgenius. What do you mean, are you available?
Some parents feel it's not necessarily bad for communication to break down, but it's a natural process between parent and child. A stage.
Well, you see, we've got a lot of. The fact is that Dobbs is not in charge.
But there's also a feeling that certain outside people try to keep the generations separate.
A lot of the slack out of the situation, kind of like taking the wind out of the sails.
And Vic Morrow has contributed his own head to the cause.
Right, that's right.
Absolutely. He's one of the premier gods. He, in fact, actually, he helped with the child sacrifices.
Clothes you're supposed to be wearing, and the movie stars you're supposed to like, and the songs you're supposed to like. And it's so much for the...
He was on Tylenol.
It's like any
time,
though. Like any trip.
Adolescents have to rewrite many boxes.
Stop asking so many stupid questions and deal the cards.
We're most scared of the food monsters,
in the business world that he knows nothing about. He has problems.
What's this?
We just don't claim as much credit as we used to, because there's just so much going on now.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Yes, it's a Hello Kitty show. Hello Kitty. Hello.
What's this?
Yes, it's a snake crawling across a piece of sandpaper.
Now this is the worst part, caller. You give us a sound and now we won't let you answer it on the air. Yes, you... Frustrating. The caller beats his head against the telephone trying to tell the doctors what it was they listened to. You know, you could have been in the new Subgenius book. We could have put that sound effect on the new FlexiDisc.
That's
but,
true.
You know, I'm not sure. We don't know what it is, so we just don't know.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse. Yes, this is the little soul people singing the Mickey Mouse theme.
So what's going on, caller, and why are you here?
Why am I here? This is the Hello Kitty call.
Yes, at the new address.
Hello, kitty, 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 hello.
Hello, kitty, hello, kitty from hell. Oh, no. Did Gabrofram send you that picture of Kitty to put on the shrine yet?
No. No, I haven't got that yet.
Well, her real name is the Nagus.
The Nagus?
Yeah, that's today. That's her real name today, the Nagus. Yeah,
right, every code name, we switch them around.
Okay. Yeah,
But Bean's better, okay? That's we're excited about
right.
that.
Funto, Hinto came over, Dr. Rex came over, everybody came over, and we laid on the hands on Bean, and he got on that little airplane and went off to Healthy Land.
All right. Yeah, Larry
called in there. Unfortunately, he got shot down somewhere over Korea.
Yeah, the Maldivians, well, that's a very unpleasant experience. We didn't want to bring that up in the air, but Dr. Rex, of course, was a witness to it and has never been able
witness
to.
Witness? Hell, I'm the sole survivor.
Was never really the same ever again.
Yes, me too.
Oh, okay, and him too. Hinto, or I don't know. So anyway, what's this week's message?
This week's message, also, I'd like to put out some addresses. One is FOMT, it's a newer address, 151 Bally Bully Road, BallyBolley Road, it's in Larne.
Yeah, Road, yeah, I know, okay, fine.
Lawrence, Kansas?
Larne, County, Antrim, Antrim, in North Ireland.
Yes, and for those of you who can't decode this message, please use the Dobsophonic decoder, and you'll be able to understand. He's giving you Philo's address somewhere in Chicago. So you're going to write to these people in Ireland, and they're going to send you the Tesla coil, right?
There's got to be something we can do. Now, someone figure out what we're supposed to do.
Well, we hooked one of those coils up to Kitty the other night.
Girl.
Yes, we were supposed to call Skirt Girl.
And we will again. Skirt Girl. Maybe, maybe the local call.
Yes, Skirt Girl.
We'll be calling the special Skirt Girl
this
once again.
This is Dr. Harold Lippincott, your space diary commentator.
A little Napa caller would call up for a conference call, but I guess
yeah. Yeah, I don't know what the problem is. He called up yesterday morning.
Yeah, he was bad again.
We did a midnight to three show. Yeah, probably his phone's. His parents locked him in a room without a phone.
Yeah, he's watching his.
Okay,
his,
here comes the shot.
Oops,
no, no shot.
Tape of the Brady Bunch.
Well, see, he got to go on the Brady Bunch tour. That's what happened. He OD'd on it, on the fame and all that money and stuff.
That's actually
and
true.
All those nice drugs.
He was forced to marry all the Brady children at once.
Yeah, and
in
he
a
had,
bizarre, terrible ritual.
He had kind of a sexual relation with the tour bus, and, you know, well.
Okay, well, you got my new address there, too. Right,
right. In Ireland, right. Okay, well, we'll be writing you as soon as we can decode the stamps.
Hi, how you doing?
Hello.
Good. I got Larry Flint's
tonight on your telescreen, we will see and hear first.
Maybe the Subgenies would like to call him up.
Okay.
They're not open right now, but they do have delicious ribs.
Area code 213-471-3441.
Maybe we should call him up.
You should. I got this number from May Brussel, so it should be the right number.
Well, we've got Biff is working for Alicia right now. He's doing a rock song for her, and he's supposed to get paid in a leather suit, and I'm completely serious about that. But the only thing is that Alicia is quite a volatile lady, shall we say, and it's hard to know exactly what she means when she says write a rock song. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
She and Larry are a little bit... on the deep end.
One of man's
right.
Most
just the other day, I went to the bathroom dressed as an American flag.
Yes, and I know you're completely serious, too.
Right.
Yeah, I was a diaper dressed as an American flag once.
But my number, we are now looking at the problem.
But your number's not serious, no.
You call Larry Flint up and ask him if you can speak to Mitchell Warbella.
We wanted to introduce Skirt Girl, actually, to Larry Flint. We thought she had what it took to be one of his... Well, I know...
A flint mate.
A flint mate, right. Whatever they're called.
Oh, a flint mate.
They're called the...
But she wanted the potato salad the whole week with her order.
Okay, there's another $50 for that, stylus.
That's true. But don't worry, caller.
Yes.
We'll be... Do you have your master charge number? We've got to get some stylus.
Wait, is this the right song, Bob? Is this the right song over here?
0-1-8.
Wait, let me see if this is right. Sorry, I'm sorry. Gary, how do you work this turntable, Gary? The Thorazine.
The Thorazine turntable, yes. One small step
I hope
right
Gary
on
wasn't
Bob's
I wonder if
I don't want to hear that.
I wonder if I had the downstairs speakers turned on. I hope he didn't hear that.
I invest $10,000 in this system, and all you give me is a dumb book and a bunch of...
Yeah, right, well...
You can't fool me. That's Mobius on the turntable.
Oh, sorry. Well, come on, get off the turntable, Mobius. He saw you.
Come on down.
Help him down.
Mobius.
These things are...
Come down.
We know you're a needle freak, but this is ridiculous.
Look, get that needle out of his arm.
Come on.
He's trying to shoot the records again.
$50
shot down to $12. You've seen the commercial. That guy's a sub-genius. Maybe you haven't seen the commercials. Maybe we should call Skirt Girl.
Maybe we should try one more time, dude.
Okay.
To incur the wrath of Pete.
Hang up, Jay. We're going to try this person.
Yes. They can follow instructions.
Again,
the wonderful little
these
callers.
Exploitable traits shared by both humans and subgenie are incredible capacity for procrastination, moment-by-moment self-delusion, rationalization, or sheer laziness.
Come here,
grief,
little skirk.
And an instinctive resistance to effort of any kind.
Skirt Girl, she's cuter than Kitty, but she's still scared of Bahondas.
In humans, the con uses these qualities
see her
to
now,
obscure all
cowering
for living, making the pink more tolerant of mechanical,
cowering,
boring labor, and causing him to consider complaining.
There's something
happened
going on.
Not worth the trouble.
We'll go to the moon.
Yeah, that's not worth the trouble.
No, it's certainly
yes,
not worth the
first
trouble
of our Earth children.
Ooh, the first of Earth's children, who was, yes, the planet record Jupiter.
We'll make an unaccompanied lunar voyage from space platform.
What is going on here?
Well, we're supposed to hear Skirt Girl, but we don't.
Warm 7.
Hello? Hello?
Direct.
Caller. Hello, caller.
What a
oops
great achievement for the
bad news, bad
youngsters.
Ah, yes.
Ah, hi.
She
how
seems
you doing?
To be refusing
okay
the symbolic
the
intrusion
what a great
on the space
achievement for these two
oh
youngsters.
Who knows?
Maybe
it could be possible.
Petey, come on, Petey. Push
she
the
won't
phone
get
off
it
the hook.
Because
push the phone off the hook, Petey.
Dinah,
push the rest of the phone
the
over
room at the White
over by the bed.
That's right, Dinah. Come on, you've got to drag that phone out.
Come on, no, not the plate of food. How do I know? Oh, Petey's going crazy again.
With the State Bar of California.
Now Petey wants to eat beans food. This is getting all confusing here. So many little deities.
I don't understand.
Little tiny
some
of your
maybe
the other
little skirt girl.
We have to make reports
off somewhere else.
Doesn't like us anymore and won't answer the phone.
Every witness who has been
we'll just have to go up and rip that phone out of the wall.
Has been identified as a
we'll go up after the show, okay?
Okay,
all right.
One or more witnesses.
Well, I guess the torture's over for you. Little tuna pie and... I know you'll say later, I know it was you guys, but I wouldn't answer the phone because... Yes, it's true. Little Pity, Skirt Girl, and Dinah has all traded body parts.
This is Skirt Girl many years ago.
That's not why they're here.
Well, you kids have spent 6 months here. 50,000 miles from Earth on space station number 7.
Yes, what about you, Bob?
All knowledgeable systems are obscure, leaving space for your imagination.
Now, we want you to know that, of course, anyone who participates in this show or any of the religions that we have suggested that you use...
Do you know that the size of a man's nose can be significantly increased through the judicious use of certain inexpensive, readily obtainable liquids?
Well, Dr. Gabofram, what was the point that you were making just now?
This program is a...
Well, I actually was saying that if you use any of these religions, there's a good chance your parents will never speak to you again.
This is true. Dr. Drummond himself found this out at an early age when he embraced a subgenius and was disowned by his family.
And Dr. Carlson was actually almost disowned from his family just for allowing Dr. Gabofram to be on the front porch of the palatial residence that... Dr. Carlson's parents once operated there in beautiful Pasadena.
I see. And, of course, there was the famous meeting of Lies and Gabrofram's issuance forth. Things.
That's
and
true.
This was a horrendous event, but famous for its later fallout.
And, of course, little Gabofram's primal units would not allow Dr. Vrides to furnish them with the same substances that
Thank you, Doctor.
He had allegedly furnished me with for 10 years.
That's right. But his reputation for furnishing these alleged substances was enhanced in the parental unit eyes, and this caused an increase in the tension in the regionalized area. Thank you,
That's
Doctor.
That's true. And although the doctors were almost forced to share food items with these same bio units.
That's right. And later
the television was actually later used as a successful interface between the different groups. And that actual same TV was able to bring peace among the generations.
The inferent and efferent groups, as it were.
Been identified.
No matter where.
No, we never identify any callers.
No, but at least we'll try to fish one.
Caller hung up.
Fish one out of the caller's sewer. What do we have now?
If you didn't know that you can change the size of your nose, Dr. Carrera's book will show you how.
What if you like your nose?
How do we get trapped into this? How do we get trapped into nosology?
I don't know. It's
I gave that church up years ago.
Here's illustrated text.
Third nostril doesn't make your nose bigger.
Customary nose topics.
Right, but what if you have red records or a new book or a movie?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Or an albumin. Well, we've got our own albumin out, and we have to talk about noses. We have a whole church built around pipes, and people call up and talk about facial attributes. It doesn't make any sense.
That's tricky.
Yeah, well, that was Skirt Girl's quote.
Some of the subjects include...
We can do...
How to store your nose.
Yeah, quote yourself and add spice to your conversation.
Well, at least we're talking about noses now instead of people.
Now, just a second.
There was a
statement
here that I will
not intend to let go.
The show has taken a...
Oh, hee, just kidding. You
found it. Now, a few minutes before our cadets leave the quarantine chambers and board their shuttle rocket.
Are aroused by noses.
Oh, right. And
that's true.
And zippers.
Yes. And so pictures of naked men.
Right, so I got a bunch of YKK zippers, and I just keep them around my room, you know? That was last weekend. We talked about Kennedy last weekend.
Particularly discussions of unorthodox practices.
This kind of identification was without cross-examination.
But the problem was, dogmatically, we had to return to the source.
That's
yes,
true.
We were talking about Funko Hinto and the other little Bohandai.
That's true. Bohandas had once again attacked Tokyo. Mimiko wanted to save Tokyo.
And
we don't know why.
And the subgenius were, of course, once again being blamed for attacking Tokyo.
And we couldn't get in touch with Dr. Hal. Dr. Hal, of course, was the only one who actually could communicate with Funto.
Right, and he, in turn, would call Puzzling Evidence, who would arrange the help of Mimiko to reproduce in the Xerocracy all of the positive events that could be used in later shows.
Yes, and Bohan just cried all night long because there were too many callers. So, caller, what do you have that you would like to ask the representatives of
the Bohandas? Mommy?
Mommy
Blavatsky.
Yes,
she was always there, a little tiny Fringto.
I am here now.
Yeah, too bad.
End of message.
Okay, well, we'll call a caller now and get a question for you.
Ta-Nehisi Coates.
It's an arrestable offense because we've decided that you can be arrested for certain things in areas that are designated high drug crime areas. It is not an arrestable offense on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. That's a policy decision. We've made a decision that we are going to invest in black communities through the criminal justice system and in no other way. That's a decision. And so, you know, I mean, that don't mean that the officer, you know, shouldn't have got fired the day as he would. That don't mean that at all. But if that's your standard, if that's the enemy, you're just going to keep coming back again and again and again. And you end up talking about individual officers, which, I mean, in its own way, it's actually a really conservative formulation of the question. Because it says if I can get more individual, moral, correct acting officers in place, then maybe we can fix this, as opposed to looking at entire systems.
Advancing the conversation to abolish racism for over 70 years. 94.1 KPFA. Avacha.
They came running from the Klan, holding on to everything they had. While others were just looking for something to hold on to. The blues came west looking for freedom land. L.A., Sacramento, and San Francisco had that big city thing. Folks rocked in Russell City. Vallejo had a scene. Richmond had a kind of smooth Chi-Town sound of thing. But if you wanted a gut-wrenching, soul-taking, down-home blues, you know, the kind of blues that your mama warned you about and the church warned you about, the kind of blues that made your hair stand on end, snatched you out of chairs, made you shout after a fool, jump up and dance, that good old makes you want to holler kind of blues, you have to come to Oakland. Oakland, 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 the blues mecca of the West Coast. Steve was as wild and sophisticated as you were.
Storytelling for social change on KPFM.
No,
will
scary
when Mimico go on tour to the capital cities of Europe, or
we sure
you know, maybe
so.
Go right slamming into Finland.
If he goes, I get to go with him.
That's right. And we get to see the rubble of those cities after we're finished with them.
We're out of stuff, Superman. Bring your informers up and let us cross-examine them.
Arizona, where they have all those stacking little bridges going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, that's the end of the show.
That's actually Lake Havasu.
Lunch,
okay,
you see.
Could you do a remote show from there? That would be kind of exciting.
Why not? We do the show everywhere. I mean, you don't understand. You only got for an hour and a half of the show. Actually,
I got some to go call me your name.
I got some show in my mouth.
Behind the screen is a pile of sound effects. There isn't really no odds.
Ignore the
like
man behind
the
screen. Ignore the man
like
behind the screen. Maybe it is not a subtle, but give me a stable controller.
Did you get that now, caller?
We just wanted to make sure. Is
everything okay out there?
No.
Well, that's good, because here's another caller.
Or female. Do you know that well-cared-for mushrooms will permanently reverse the effects of air pollution?
Yes, it's the year of the permanent
that's
callers.
True.
The permanent mushrooming callers.
Yes, and the show is also mushrooming at this moment, and it's flattening out just like some ill fungus is
come
spreading
out
across
to me
a tree
trunk.
All
he's
doing
the
radio
now. Inexpensive words will save you money within 3 weeks.
Yes, I know that.
Well, please don't come back again.
Who is this? Identify yourself, please.
Run for number 7.
Pope of Menlo Park.
Can you hear
us? Pope of Menlo Park.
QC7.
Well, that's pretty good. You called all the way from New York. Hey, I saw Thomas Edison's first light bulb.
You did? Where did you see it in the firehouse over there in the...
No, it was in the Gabrofram house when he bought it.
Yeah, it actually was. My parents, who had sold me this house... Well, I wasn't going to tell you that, but my parents actually are extremely rich, and
I can
actually
tell by your voice.
Well, of course, but anyway, they had actually brought that light bulb out from Greenfield Village, and they put it inside their refrigerator. They thought it was real, real funny. They had Thomas Edison's light bulb in their refrigerator. So when I bought the house, I got it.
Someone to the stand
because it was so cold in there.
Yes, in Painfield Village, it was so cold. Not even puzzling evidence would come out.
That's right. Not even the skirt girl would answer the phone.
That's right. It was so cold and lonely there.
That's because she had her fuzzy shoes on.
That's probably true. Here, and as we dig so deeply into the Bible of the true church.
Okay. Once again, I must ask that you hang up so I can hang up.
Yes, caller, we'll let you out someday. Sometime.
You know, the kind of world.
Those who are adults, parents, they feel the gap, the separateness. But when an older kid...
They got the... They got the... They got the... They got the...
Renewed the same strong opposition to the committee.
To a certain extent, the kids...
From recordings available, we bring you excerpts from the testimony of three such witnesses.
The gap is fed by... Bob Dylan's record says something's happening, and you don't know what it is, Mr. Jones. Here, one gets the feeling that the kids don't want Mr. Jones to know what's happening.
We have cleared you for transmission from quarantine chamber.
Temporary Chairman Clyde Doyle contends with Radio and Screen Actor.
God has created a new day, a new day, a new day. God
This is the Dolby calibration.
Was it really new? And our shuttle rocket to be isolated here for so long.
It's hereditary.
One, because 9 out of 10 jobs today are covered by Social Security.
You're pretty psyched.
Yes, Bobby. You see, this is the largest working space satellite platform in the system. And when it was built, the components that were rocketed from Earth were not decontaminated. That is why this section was constructed, to make certain that all the people and material that stop here for transfer to the moon are completely free of microbes that could possibly destroy our lunar colonies and research centers.
Just think, 50,000 miles above Earth, and a total trip of 250,000. Do you have any last-minute instructions?
A split second later, the shot rang out.
I see the boarding control light is go. Now, just remember your sequence instructions. Follow the exact routine as we have for months in the shuttle rocket assimilator. And now,
10 minutes left in the shuttle rocket assimilator, and
at Lunar Central.
We'd like to.
God bless.
Goodbye.
What the hell is going on here? Oh, I see. We've got ancient mixes coming down the line. Well, we're walking to the end of the show now.
Yes, we're trudging our way to Bofan Studios. Another four-speed session will take place.
Press now.
Jumped in front of him to get in the last question.
And it's comfy down here in the bottom of the show. Now that we have all those words and records and everything spread out on the floor, we can just relax and kill the show and the audience without having to worry about what happens later.
One of yours. Check three. Telemetry systems and platform control.
With an do you have any last message you'd like to leave the church with? Forget it, because we're not here anymore. This is a tape. We're much happier on tape. We don't have to work so hard, and we can sleep while you do the thinking. Well, we'll do the thinking. We'll just use your brain to do the thinking with.
Here we go. We're journeying through your brain now.
Yes, there's the bad thoughts.
The howl gland. Yes, everybody has one.
It's true. Everyone has a howl gland. That's what the dinosaurs left us. The vestigial tiny brain.
Yes, and it has boots and blue jeans and tweed jackets all the time.
Yes, and that little brain cut its hair off. Well, who can tell what's going on
and
in your mind?
The Rex gland.
Yes.
It's sufficiently adequate to be competently abundant with a plenitude of wherewithal of a copious amplitude that
and the Gabofram gland.
The luxuriant.
Yes. All you have to do to find out if your Gabofram gland is active is throw all your money away and own your own band.
And what a band it was. They didn't even find a name ever again.
But they won every trophy that welfare could provide in the university as they floundered in the ruins of the refulgence that blundered in their politics with cunning expertise.
Bohondas came from the sky.
To stop destroying Tokyo.
He found out exactly who was talking about him on the show, and he burned them up with his hot breath.
Dramatic performance of their poetic genius in a smile.
My imitation of them.
And a manner of
hold on.
Strange
Dr. Mobius
the
has
mode
reached
of expression
pure
which
Sputma now.
I'm seeing him with my third nostril.
The ultimate.
I'm smelling him with my third nostril. He is so deeply into what he's doing.
What do you call it?
Sputma.
Oh, Sputma.
Just another.
Just another caller dead on
boys, have a nice trip and. Don't let any of that nasty, heavy, heavy air. It's too long.
We won't. So we're going to have a good time. We're doing a show tomorrow afternoon in Dallas and then one in Little Rock, Arkansas. And then we'll be playing in Marysville Heights.
Very happy. Coming up in the
morning. This imbecilic falling.
We'd like to thank our many guests tonight, famous Patans, Skirt Girl,
silly in
Kitty,
the
Q, Kitty tapes.
Solid
Kitty
and 2
and Kitty 3. Kitty 7 through 9.
This puerile smell.
Kitties A through R.
Of a second childhood.
And like, we'd like to thank little Nabokov for not calling and preserving the marital distress that has borne him into this world.
Inconsistent giddiness of eccentric
extravagance. Whatever you want.
This dribble of trifles.
So, for those of you
a trickle of
who are now waiting for Emmett to come in here. Yes, it's dark out in the alleys. Emmett's on his way. He's going to come and get you. And he's going to take you to a different heaven. A nice heaven. Not one like ours. Not a bad subgenius universe.
You're born. Yeah.
He's getting closer and closer. That's probably him right now.
I hear him down there in the underlock doors in the basement
caller,
of the station.
We're going to let your worst enemy on the air right now. Caller one. Hello.
Hello. I'll have to leave.
Up there he went. Okay. Tonight, we'd like to fall over.
And have cleared the airlocks into the colony. The crowd of scientists and technicians are going wild. What a space ovation.
But you and I, if you can even hear me at this moment, you are asleep.
The following is a special announcement.
Recording. Everything's going fine.
No trouble. Recording. If you're dead,
everything's going fine.
I used to own a fast food chain.
Even though this record was made by the great 200-piece Paris Symphony Orchestra, you still experience a feeling that something is missing.
All the food is high in fat, calories, lots of salt. Most of the ingredients were fresh.
You're in KPFA, FM 94.
We shall go forward, trusting in thee,
like a KPFA,
knowing that we are in thy care now and forever.
We'll treat you right at
KPFA, being heard. But what do they feel
hey,
on the other side?
I got a friend here who wants to say something to you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, now, hold on, I'm going to put him on.
Of pure hog swindle, gentlemen. This filibuster has gone on far enough. I regret and deeply respect the inspiration required to epistemize upon the guy fidulizing. Or kill me.
Or kill me.
Dawson's
got
his
email. Squeaking guy early this morning. What is a tape and what is reality? Well, that's the basic and fundamental question we have to ask ourselves in listening to this show.
And hallucinations.
We're trapped out here somewhere deep in this basement with you, the little listeners.
The pretty little listeners.
Making up in my mind.
Oh, you're the heavy breather.
This is called Barbie. I killed Bob Dobbs. I killed him to give you something more interesting to do with your airtime.
Well,
you
how much,
haven't learned.
How much do
more
we
have? Will die. There is no escape.
Well, that's very good, sir.
If you didn't hang around, I need to know how much we owe you. Okay, good
and
morning.
And how many we were supposed to take.
Hello.
Hi.
Pack a poodle for Bob.
Oh, right. You've waited a long time to say that.
Pack a poodle for Bob.
Yeah, well, we packed a few poodles ourselves in our day. Yes. And your mama and Bob. And all
and
of
Bob's
the whole
mama,
family.
And yeah, well.
And Connie and the
even
church
Philo's here.
Of Connie's overcoat and the church of Connie's rain boots. And
fill
the,
your poodle with Bob.
Uh-oh. I can tell right now it's beginning to get off
Bob,
to a false start here. This isn't the real show.
Phone-ons,
wimp. Isn't this stuff illegal?
No, this stuff is not illegal. Well, he said it, didn't he?
The Bobtrons are still spinning.
Yes, we'd like to welcome many new guests tonight. Here, this one, Breather.
You know what?
I remember Breather.
You should really play a lot more Hendrix.
Yeah, you're right.
Show is starting to get to be
predictable. Oh,
is that predictable?
No, the show is. Yeah, I know. It puts me to sleep.
Yeah, really. I mean, I don't even call up anymore. It's really bizarre,
Hey, are you listening right now, or are you just eating and kind of like you got it on just to keep you company?
There's about five of us here. We're just
this is Mrs. Marguerite.
There's five of you there? Wait a minute. The show's only supposed to have two brains.
Oh, well, there goes one now. One lobe of the brain.
Hold on, sir. There's an emergency at the station. No.
Broadcast area.
Well, listen, we're going to try to give you your Kennedy germs tonight. I know that you've been waiting a long time.
I can feel my teeth growing already. My teeth are expanding.
Yes, it's so funny. Yes, it's so funny. We're all going to die. We're all going to be miserable little germ-ridden bodies, and nobody's going to care about us anymore, or this show. And you, listener, will go with us. Yeah, when the show dies, you also die in the minds of many, many people.
And I try, in my small way, to make the story as human as possible.
If you go away, I go with you.
That's true. You go away, we go with you. No.
You go away, we go away.
Something like that. Right, that's right.
The decay processes have set in.
It's not.
I got an idea. This is a Socko idea. Just let me lay this on you.
Okay, go ahead.
For your premium that you give away with the $40 regular subscription.
Yeah, we're going to give away Doug Smith's children next time.
Give away money. Give them $100 for every $40 subscription.
They basically do that here.
Charm, I am the mother of this.
That's right. The free tape, the erasing facilities, the record collection, the cart machines. You can come down and use all that stuff.
Great.
That's worth $100.
KPFA radio station to each person who calls and subscribes. For $40.
Well, have you ever been down here?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
It's actually like that down here. There's actually four other shows going right now, and they're all in their warm-up stages, and they'll be opening up and displaying themselves on the air for you very soon.
That's right. Chris Welch's got a little joggy suit on right now.
That's right. Denny Smithson is down here, too, and he's actually trying to wake up his 7 o'clock guest right now.
Charles is asleep, though.
Cool. I suggest
shots of Novocaine, I believe.
Of adrenaline directly to the heart.
Right, and you know now that you are your own telephone company, right? And all the equipment in your possession as of January 1st, 1984 has been leased to one of the following newly formed entities.
When the split came, Bob Bell called me up and said, do you want to be a company? I said, sure.
Right.
They called me up and told me my Yellow Pages ad was going to be canceled if I didn't turn my pipe in, and I said, forget it.
So you all became part of Unitalk, Ameriphone, Teleyank East, Dixie Vox, U.S. Transpeak, or the Bell Panhandle. So you better memorize their logos.
Ah, yes, this one's just a little tinkling thing on a green background.
Isn't that nice?
Oh, yeah, it's really attractive.
So, and your own logo should not violate these Napster trademarks and wording or design.
This is really a nice one.
Submit your logo for approval to Gary Gabrofram no later than June 1st, 1984.
My personal telephone logo has a picture of Skirt Girl cuddling a little phone in her bosom and talking nice to it.
I just don't know what you're doing.
Okay, I'm not doing anything. I'm trying to hitchhike down to the station so I can be on the show now. If you come by Shack and ask me to pick
me up. Before the men arrive at your premises, make certain that you have disassembled each telephone registered in your name with the knurled knob wheel on the underside. Force one full step past the detente in the direction of
Asia.
Please do not. I have to look somewhere else for your inspiration. I'm hanging up.
Well, we don't care what you do, Bo.
Okay, but that doesn't absolve you of the responsibility toward
Welcome,
those phones
sir,
in your house.
Welcome, to the Subgenius hour and a half of no slack, where you
yes,
are the
you're
victim
with us.
And we are
you're
the willing
you're
eaters
right there.
Of your carcass on the air.
Does have any poodle sauce recipes?
Yes, he does. No, we can't. I'm sorry.
Nope,
because you
sorry.
Haven't forwarded each directory in your possession to the person or persons in your firm, the name immediately following yours in the listings after you've crossed out your name, address, phone, telephone number.
Bob Dobbs does love the little poodles and the children and the children of the poodles. And he has ministered unto those poodles and to the children of those poodles. And he has told them, do not pee verily upon the holy altar, wherever it might be. Yes, it's true.
What do you want?
Everything.
Well, put him back on.
You think so?
Yes, that's puzzling evidence.
That's what I think.
Thank you
very much. And we'll be bringing you very soon to fill this in.
These
guys, they're under the age of eight. Like having your own 2-minute show. Yeah, I know. No responsibility. You can just go back to sleep while we have to guard the airwaves for people like you. Well, I hope that you're sending your money to KPFA. I hope you're responsible enough to fill out those forms.
Without KPFA.
And I hope you've measured the total length, unkinked, of course, of the telephone cord on your premises in inches and divided this figure by 3.5. The resulting number should overmatch your temporary changeover identification digit.
Yes,
it also should match your contribution.
Everything.
Remember that pets must be kept away from shag carpeting or other sources of static electricity until you hear the all clear. The men can provide only 2 insulated animal bags per household. Don't forget that.
The ball hit about 195 yards up, missing the rock.
Yes, if these men leave no telephones behind, do not attempt to make contact with Western Bell or Bell Company. They no longer exist.
That's true. Don't try to make attempt with us either, because we don't exist either. Yes, we're only a figment of the airways right now, because we come trying to sneak our way into your little lives. And
I feel so good out here in the future.
Trying to grab you and your little radio and you very
and your little phone. Remember, your phone will ring frequently during this changeover phase. Please do not answer. Ignore smoking, sparking, or vibrating equipment.
Don't answer.
No, this was the base.
Oh, good morning. You've been designated a zone monitor, right?
No,
okay, well, anyway, yes, you have, and you must regularly check to ensure the padlocks and all payphones in your zone are secure.
Look.
If you want that bass player job, you're going to have to learn the words of the song, you know.
That's right. It goes, poster of Dobbs,
why did you do this to me? I'm everything I didn't want. Poster of Dobbs.
That's the first song. I was there when Bob Dobbs was shot.
You wish you were there.
I was right in the middle of
the
pistol.
What did you see as a witness? Can we gather your testimony now? What did you see?
Well,
cute Bob.
I was right in the middle of a solo.
Yeah.
You see?
Good morning. What happened?
Well, you see, it just got out of hand, and I had this knife in my hand, and I didn't know what to do.
Oh, you're the guy that stabbed the film.
That's
right. Of the guy that shot Dobbs.
You know, I get outrageous when they start, you know, skipping frames on me.
I understand. Yeah, I can understand that.
You know, it's like getting a record with a scratch in it. It just makes you want to tear up the studio.
Right. Oh, I've done that 2 or 3 times.
Johnny Watt film, but it was like a really crappy old print. They said all new prints, and it was a lie. It was a lie. It was false advertising.
Okay, we'll see what Johnny has to say about that then. Yes, Johnny, what happened?
This is not Johnny. This is the National Enquirer.
Oh, yes. It is.
Oh, sorry.
I would like to know why the psychics have not been summoned in this case.
That's a good question. I think they've been silenced. Maybe they've been graywashed.
I think that actually the
this whitewash is still wet.
That Bob was on a grapefruit diet at the time.
He was on a grapefruit.
That's why he wore that light blue jacket, probably.
We also have information indicating that he was caught in a psychic backblast from the Hindenburg.
Now that I believe. But interestingly enough, an autopsy was performed on somebody. We don't know if the body was the one of Bob Dobbs or not. Even though the tiny nurse has disappeared, we can switch to somebody else who hasn't.
Devotion, which is...
Well, you know,
but you've got to remember,
you never
we do
know.
Have the
early
living
in the
and
morning.
Breathing wallet of Bob. That's one thing that hasn't been underturned in these hearings here is that actually the wallet of Bob never did die, and it was taken from his corpus on the stage that night, and it's been held in.
This is the Larval Cowboy. Your time is running out.
Yes, it's true. And I actually went and paid my respects to that wallet this morning, and it is still living and breathing. It's pretty amazing that Dobbs' wallet could keep going on for this amount of time.
Yes, it's always amazing how long these Dobbs wallets can go on. But of course, you must remember to answer carefully.
With him are the Australian slasher dribble, Mexico's Jose.
Know your grid. Telephone silence must be strictly observed in all grids during the changeover period. The bonus system, informing on persons who call the show using their telephone during this period, can earn bonus points at the rate of 5 points per verified violation.
Headquarters.
1,000 points places you on the priority list for something the doctor is doing to your left. Yes, welcome to the wonderful world of Congolese.
Yes, I'm going to lay down here on a nice, cool panel and watch the girls. Oh, there comes one now. Look, she's wearing a nice coating of mastic. Looks delicious.
Bye, Bob.
Works better than a newt. What?
A newt? No, actually, the newts work really, really well. If you stretch them out very, very thin, you can almost see through them.
You ever try to put your credit cards in one, though?
Yeah.
Well, it's very.
If you're real careful, you can do it.
Yeah, they do float. A friend of mine points it out. If you do get, right. You know, shipwreck.
Right. And if you check the subgenius book, there are mysterious instructions on how to give a newt mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. Yes. In the meantime, though, there are no newts in this part of the jungle. They just sparkle and stuff.
Could you repeat that?
No, I can't. I'm sorry. We can't go back on the script.
But there are California-grown salamanders.
Replay.
Each line disappears as we read it.
Take care of your salamanders.
It disappears off the top of the screen. It's a constant roll.
That's exactly right. The little plastic cast is taken off and shown to the natives.
Thank God it's all going down on tape.
It's time for Bob.
It is going down on tape, isn't it?
Down on something, but we can't describe what right now.
Something's going down somewhere.
That's a verifiable given in the Bay Area. Any time of the day or night.
It may not be legal.
But it's done.
Yes, and it may not be you, but it's a caller. Neepy caller.
We're in trance now. Call back later with poodle questions.
Yes, Neepy caller no longer loves us, but he loves the little dogs. Yes, Neepy caller pets the little poodle.
Yes, this fascination with poodles made me wonder for quite a while as I walked through the jungle by myself. I kept thinking about a disc cut from any paper coffee filter placed over an earpiece whenever you're telephoning after the changeover period. It's only a precaution. The snap-in hygienic grit collector could be embossed into your first 90-day bill.
Thank you very much for this valuable information.
The Gabrofram reminds you that you cannot reaffiliate until 30 days after you have terminated affiliation with a franchise telephone entity. Reaffiliation is at the discretion of the National Bureau of Standards. Long distance charges between the same points may vary according to lunar tides. Your statement is a binding contract. Since you are now your own telephone company, you must draft and submit all appeals for adjustments,
also discussed,
refunds and redress to yourself. It's a felony to place a collect call to yourself and reverse the charges.
Thank you,
Doctor.
You're welcome.
Dr. Gabrofram, out of control.
For sure.
And what will be happening to the church in the year 1984?
Everything.
Well, what are those things, Dr. Raincoat? What do you have planned for the hordes in Long Beach?
Flow.
Special interest. The flow and the of this show moving back and forth across the scenery and leaving smelly crustaceans across the minds of all the listeners. Well, we can hardly help ourselves now. But this poor little listener here.
Yes, I'm afraid that's
an original one created.
Yes, it's true. Poodle Dookie. No, I like that.
I think he's been there.
Where they send you if you drink too much coffee, they send you to the Maxwell House.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, there's nothing better than a long, deep, throaty pull of a cup of coffee as rough as sandpaper and as strong as blue cheese.
There it goes.
Ah, just swill it down. If you want something done right, do it yourself, you know. We coffee connoisseurs here on the show will climb the Andes for that perfect bean. Yes, another cup of bubbling, searing lava-like Java.
I think lies on this.
Thick with Mexican chocolate lies.
Behind River Hell.
Lies? Is
you can
here?
See in the background there, the band that dare not speak its name, drinking too much coffee.
But for that perfect cup, you still have to do some work. So whether you're an old pro brushing up on your coffee skills or new to the brew, there's always something fun to learn. Why go through the work of buying whole beans that you have to grind yourself? Simple. Once you grind coffee, the freshness and flavor last just a few days and are then blown away by the winds of time, never to be retrieved, never to be enjoyed in the rich, throaty taste of a cup of morning fresh breakfast coffee. But withered away, winnowed into the winds of cold, bleak eternity. That's why I recommend grinding your beans in small batches right before you brew. And just how should you grind? Well, do I have to tell you everything?
Yeah, look at the size
grind it the way you feel like it. I mean, time it, you know? The flavor extracted from coffee depends on the fineness of the grind and the time it's exposed to the bubbling, boiling, searing hot water that you prepare in your space-age tea kettle. Oh, I've been there, friends. I know how it is when you're producing coffee that's a masterwork of culinary art.
Mm-mm.
And the best place to taste it is out in the desert.
Well, of course, if that works the best for you, and that depends on your personal taste, so take the time to experiment with the different methods of grinding, brewing, perking, and dripping. Now, you may have wondered if water quality really affects the quality of the coffee. Of course, if you're brewing with untreated sewer water, it may indeed impinge upon the bouquet and zest of that wake-up cup of Java you've been craving. Since water is the main ingredient in coffee, water quality has a significant impact on your coffee's taste. Tap water that is flat or loaded with chlorine or minerals will produce coffee with that taste. So always use clean, cold, fresh water. Water trickling down from the mountains. Let tap water run a few moments like a mountain waterfall.
Coffee.
Then you fill your pot with water that has not been sitting in pipes or hot water tanks.
It's beautiful, yummy, brown.
But beware,
coffee.
Water with a high mineral content can cause mineralization of your internal stomach and inguinal canal. Yes, these metallic structures form inside the body when the mineral content of the water is too high. Yes, but their crystalline sharpness is a danger to the health of the body.
We hit the old head after the show, but
don't hit it too hard.
Until then, God, you know, these things inside of me are so dangerous and beautiful.
But if the mineral content is too high, they may brew a flat, sour cup of coffee.
We'll drink it anyway because...
Oh, yeah, I drink it bitter or sweet, you know. It is true that coffee will get a thick and bitter taste if it sits for too long. Typically, a coffee pot squats on a heated burner to keep the coffee hot. However, if it's on that burner for too long, water begins to evaporate. The coffee becomes thick due to coffee solids that are left behind in the evaporation process. Also, the evaporated water drifts up into the used grounds, and bitter coffee characteristics drip into the coffee pot.
Drip at a time.
Just like the locusts that stole Pharaoh's wheat.
Really?
And another locust came and carried away a grain of wheat.
Oh, I see.
Look, and another locust came and carried away a grain of wheat.
And then another locust came and carried away a coffee bean.
Hey!
And then
bring
another
that
locust
back here.
Came and carried away a paper cup.
The best ways to avoid thick,
the
bitter coffee?
The locust came and carried away the half.
Remove
and half.
The used coffee grounds and filter from a basket after
and
the coffee
cycle. And the next one came and took a whole cappuccino machine and flew off into the sky.
You'd be amazed
we never
what
saw
difference
it again.
That makes. Only brew the amount of coffee that'll be consumed and store leftover coffee in a thermos or something like that.
Remember.
Don't let it go to waste.
Uh-uh.
There are kids somewhere in the world who can't drink coffee.
Tonight, as you listen to us live here on the show, those children have no coffee.
Before serving, always stir the coffee in the pot or thermos. This will ensure that the coffee flavor is perfect
for
each
coffee,
cup.
John.
And a final tip, never interrupt the brewing process, brewis interruptus, by filling your cup in the middle of the brewing cycle. This is a definite no-no. Yes, coffee achievers, if you follow these simple rules and do not violate the coffee code, you can break on through to the other side.
He said it.
I mean, it's
now
bad.
It's time to test your coffee knowledge with the following multiple choice quiz. What South American country is the world's largest producer of quality Arabica beans?
Hey, don't listen to it. Just watch TV like me. They
one,
drink plenty of
Kenya.
Coffee.
You need medical care.
Two, Colombia. And three, Brazil.
Move on.
If
hey,
you picked Kenya,
do those
you need a lesson in geography. Kenya's in Africa, not
no
South
coffee.
America, buddy.
Radio Bobbies.
Well, what are you doing up at this hour if you have no
you're
coffee?
You're wrong. But I understand your confusion.
Coffee drinker?
Brazil is the world's largest producer
we don't
of
drink
coffee.
Coffee.
but its crops are mostly robusta.
Doctors for Bob.
Now, you heard Doctors for Bob practicing?
I heard malpractice from Doctors for Bob.
Yeah, you did.
And wasn't malpractice sweet?
I've got a suit.
Have you noticed my...
Bringing it against you.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just a moment. Let's not discuss our very private and personal business on the air. I'm sure we can work out some accommodation satisfactory mutually to both parties.
The Hilton, please.
Yeah, thanks. Here, the guy's got...
My solicitor will call upon your solicitor.
Just enough with the coffee, you
coffee.
And pink his cheeks, sounding...
Just have some coffee and relax here.
Outrageous.
Forget about this lawyer stuff.
I slap your cheeks, too. I'll paint your cheeks like this.
See what you did? Like, maybe it's the coffee. I don't know.
When I drink coffee, I have this feeling that ordinary social bonhomie is no longer for me.
Yeah, because you can go really fast with coffee.
Well, we know how the human brain works.
Look what that guy did. He shorted out.
We know that in order to operate the brain, coffee is essential. While Colombia is second to neighboring Brazil in sheer coffee volume, producing oceans and rivers of steaming coffee, it surpasses Brazil in producing premium Arabica beans. In fact, Colombia grows only quality Arabica. Only 2 billion coffee trees are harvested year-round. That's a lot of good coffee, gurgling down the throats of Americans. Now that you've passed the test, or even if you haven't, get set to pay a visit to the world's largest
wonder
consumer.
Throwing half and half
of wonderful coffee.
Zooming off.
The two KPFA radio gang. The world's greatest coffee drinkers.
Wow, see what
throughout history, people have claimed that they've seen skeletons and Martians and God knows what
all. Monsters.
Were they drinking too much coffee?
Let's see. Like the guy that has that show before us.
Considered one of the finest, the Supremo bean is superbly balanced, rich, slightly nutty flavor, medium body and acidity, and an excellent aroma. And just so you can't miss it, the Supremo is rated as the largest bean on Earth. This Megalo coffee bean produces a coffee with immeasurably gigantic flavor.
What, the coffee?
That's about the size of it.
It's good coffee. Keeps you awake.
Better than nothing.
What? Okay.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Answer me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hello?
Did you get the coffee? Did you get my coffee?
Hello.
As Lively indicated from...
Oh, Step Lively.
Yeah, here we go. Into the parade of life.
Okay, that's a good idea.
I think we cut a tea.
Attention, monster.
Not right.
No, he's talking to the monster. He drank that whole thermos, and now he's trying to talk to the monster.
A little bit more coffee. I mean, a little bit too much more coffee. You know, I mean, a little bit... Well, you know, coffee. You've probably had too much.
Hey! How can you tell when somebody's had too much?
Well, that is true.
Monster.
Yeah. And he's full of coffee. And he's really mad.
Where would this country be without coffee? You think of how in World War II they stayed awake on ships by endlessly drinking cup after cup of terrible tasting ship's coffee. With a little bit of sugar and some condensed milk from the storeroom.
And the many, many, many people that had crushed coffee beans with their rifle butts crossing the Great Plains.
Yes, they used their rifle
flying the Great Plains.
Didn't they give crunch you coffee? Anything?
Yeah,
Doctor
coffee.
Just gave me enough pills to give me to Here.
It was March 7th, 1945.
It's coffee.
A gray, chilly day.
Yep.
The GIs were drinking
stuff
coffee.
Stuff tastes awful.
Not bad.
What? It's just coffee.
Yeah. While some
it tastes
of them
like the filter.
Good-naturedly groused about the tasting of coffee.
It
coffee.
Wakes America up every morning.
Sure does. Get up, everybody.
I'm sorry.
It tastes awful.
A lot of people feel that way.
Yeah.
Company A, somebody else First make Battalion, it, right? The 27th Armored Infantry Regiment, 9th Armored Division, was drinking coffee, and heavy casualties ensued among the higher-ranking officers. From the burns of this hot brew.
The pot is just
but why go
over
on?
There on the other side of the room. But
the coffee, that's the important thing. we had better coffee than Jerry, and that's why
we
won this war.
Just please promise to stay on the line.
Even a kraut can't fight on coffee made out of, well, you know, that stuff. That chicory the krauts had in their pathetic coffee. The coffee achievers defeated one of the most professional and disciplined armies on Earth. The German Wehrmacht and all its parts. Here, not only American values, but American coffee. Conquered by right of
and you can drive to these places too.
I, master of darkness and the world, invite you to the...
During the night, the Germans brought up their reserves and mounted a number of serious counterattacks in a determined effort to break through and destroy the coffee. In some cases, American tank crews were forced to toss coffee cups out of their hatches to distract Germans who were swarming on and around.
You can still find those coffee cup fragments today.
Hold your place and don't let Jerry have a drop of coffee till he surrenders.
As the coffee wars.
The order to the tank platoon leader was, hold your place, drink your coffee, and keep till the last tank is shot out from under you.
Fought so the Western world could shun wickedness and live happily with delicacy forever.
Despite the desperate fury of the German attacks, the coffee-drinking Americans held, and by daybreak, the crisis was over. The next day, March 8th, the 9th Infantry Division's 47th Infantry Regiment stopped a number of determined attempts by two coffee-starved German panzer divisions to break through the lines and swill down the coffee.
Because if you have the coffee, you know, of course, that the toast you have will fall butter side down on the carpet.
That is a distressing message to give our listeners so early.
It's true, though. We like to bring the truth to our little callers.
Well, sometimes the truth hurts. You know, sometimes the doctor has to give you a little twinge in order to cure you. And sometimes you have to consider what might be considered, well, once upon a time, there was a girl named Wendy, who was very beautiful and very happy and had lots of friends.
More coffee?
But then one day, she...
What?
Got addicted and lost everything. And
her arms got really long and she got blurry. And anyway, now let's talk about the
partnership
fun stuff.
Partnership for a drug-free
America.
Let's
talk about the... Imagine you do all these things without your computer. That's right, completely offline. No keyboard, no mouse, no modem.
This is a little too radical for
them. Well, I know it's scary.
How can they give up the mouse?
Sounds like something they'd rather find on rec.art.tv.twilightzone.com. Com dot? It's not.
Well, it's also at www.http/ampersand.
No, it's not.
Quotation
it's all
mark,
part of a wave of political activity taking place in the exciting world we call here on the show non-virtual reality, or some more simply, reality.
Wow, look at that virtual reality suit he's got. I want one of those.
It's located just outside your computer, of course.
And look, you can be in 1880s in Nebraska if you want.
Well, reality will never replace the internet. We know that. But thousands of constituents and candidates are alike. This time, here in the election, you're not here, are discovering the power of offline politics.
And the taste of a decent cup of coffee.
Yep, you can go into a chat room. If you have strong opinions, why not participate in one of reality's political chat rooms, such as sites like The Water Cooler, or The Local Diner, or The Show?
And you can discover the coffee essentials that make coffee worth swilling down an ever-increasing amount.
These sites function much like their online cousins, except that instead of typing your matches in, you send them with your personal sound card located in your throat.
You've got the manual hand grinder. You put the beans in the top. You turn the handle here like this. You start to grind the beans, and the coffee comes out in a receptacle at the bottom here.
Oh, nice. Reality to home is surprisingly wide variety of opinions. Some mainstream, some definitely not.
This is the electric blade chopper.
Organic.
You see, the steel blades here slash the coffee beans, and the fineness is determined how long I grind it here. See, it's sort of like a dentist's job.
You know, there is one big advantage. Offline chat rooms aren't limited to 23 people. Indeed, out in reality, as we call it, there's the non-electric town hall where citizens gather and trade opinions just as informed as those in cyberspace.
You mean like that Anon Salon that Joe Bullock...
Exactly.
Ran?
Of course, those of you listening don't understand what we're saying, but that's a scary place. It's reality plus.
Then you get the electric coffee mill, two rough-edged plates, grind the beans, and deposit coffee in your lap. In a removable receptacle. Some models have settings and timers to ensure the accuracy of the grind.
Reality is bursting with political information. Want to read Bob Dole's thoughts on that newfangled game of Abner Double Days? Sure. Simply download any of dozen offline newspapers, most of which are updated every single day, except for the occasional system failure known as the Paperboy overslept, or else click onto a site called CNN. These candidates press the flesh in high-resolution video clips with little imaging.
Up to $200. An uncomplicated, accessible, and inexpensive... best to grind in small batches.
Offline realm has taken political inactivity to a bold new level.
Overheating the beans. Now, quality models...
One new popular tool on the internet is the mail system, where you can actually give politicians instant feedback on their legislation, enclosing everything from a lengthy petition to fingernail clippings. If you don't mind a visit from the Secret Service, the offline realm has taken political inactivity to a bold new level.
It's the ruination of all learning. The internet is dumbing everybody down.
Anyone hungering for real-time sound and images of candidates can access a feature known as the fundraiser. For a small fee, about the equivalent of 3,000 hours on America Online, you can shake hands with Mr. Clinton and a local Kiwanis breakfast.
You mean, is this a virtual handshake or a real handshake?
A real handshake. This reality program stuff is cool. You don't even have to turn your computer on. You just go there.
As that happy little leprechaun would see.
Instead of hitting desert.alt.com, you can just go out to the desert.
I want to go out. I figured out how to take the cylinder out of my revolver. Now I know how to clean it. Now I can fire it.
Put that thing down, Hal. No, don't.
I've taken enough from you over the
years. Bang!
Doug, speak to me. Speak to me. Doug. What have I done? What have I done? Must get away from here. Must think. Oh, wait a minute. This isn't happening. This is another one of these hallucinations. Yeah, I'm just stumbling around in here. So somebody turn on the lights. We've got a show to do. Yeah, let's be professional here now. He's really so pissed off. I'm afraid there really probably isn't going to be an Over the Edge next week.
He did seem brusque.
He was in a high dudgeon.
You know, I never listened to that guy's show, so I didn't hear what happened. Did somebody say something on the air? He was really pissed. He was here.
Yeah, he seemed angry, if that is for certain, but... then who knows? It's difficult to interpret what other people feel at the end of a long turn behind the microphone. The radio station just does that to you somehow. It's hard to explain. But if you're a guy who's been on the air for all these years with nothing but a few hot buttered rum martinis to show for a long career of service, you'll understand how it is that you can go, well, radio happy. That's when I stretch out with a southern fried whiskey, only a quarter inch of grease on the top, and
let the toast fall where it may.
Julep color, the southern comfort, stinging my stomach lining as I relax in my barca lounger, my buttocks being massaged by the electric grinder inserted in the cushion.
I'm glad you're sitting on it, because it sure looks spooky when it's working.
Hey, it's very therapeutic. You try it when I'm finished. So we're relaxing here by the pool. I'm about to camp
chili,
my
but,
favorite... I don't want any chili right now.
Okay, thank you.
Really, I should tell the cook to send that back. I'm camping some shag into my pipe, and I'm going to light it up here.
Oh, that's what it's
called, hair. Oh, well, it's the finest smoking material, or so I was assured.
It smells like hair, too, is it? It smells like hair burning.
Do you suppose these servants are No, that's impossible.
They look awful.
And there it is.
Wow, so it is. It's
KPFA, 94.1 FM on your radio dial with KPFB in Berkeley and KFCF in Fresno, California, where the sun never shines twice on a Thursday.
And everybody's all seepy out there.
I had to mention that. Yes, they are all obsessed, those who aren't actually asleep, with the idea of huge, soft, downy pillows, warm beds, thick, comforting blankets, smooth sheets, quiet rooms.
Did you see this, by the way?
Purring kitty cats and pleasant
cartoon
dreams.
Cartoon gate happened before what happened the last show.
Yeah, I'd love to see this.
Yeah,
this
me
is
too.
Most impressive.
But I guess we never will because we're stuck here on the radio.
Well, I don't even have a VCR. Coffee. If the listeners to that last show are going to buy Don a car, I wish you'd send me a VCR. Then I could look at my large collection of dinosaur movie outtakes, Filipino pornography,
rare
animated
car,
shorts.
I'd really appreciate it if you'd send me some coffee.
Coffee? You want coffee? I want a VCR. Don wants a car. You know, it's not too early to put this on your list. Well, let's not let everyone know here that we are essentially begging and mooching for favors from our vast listening public. Well, of course, they can participate if they choose or ignore our plaintive request.
Even Phineas Narco's asleep.
I hope so. I sincerely hope so. Well, have an hors d'oeuvre.
Oh, thanks.
These
really
are
how you
good.
Say it, but these are taste great.
Well, these hors d'oeuvres are crunchy.
I feel kind of happy all over. What's in this coffee?
Well, I think they put butter in it or something. You know, like they have butter in tea. Yeah. Now they have butter in coffee. It's
tin
the latest
is,
thing.
Yeah, okay.
All the sophisticates go for it.
Tastes
the
awful, but
go-go crowd is really wild for buttery coffee.
I don't think we're supposed to
only
be drinking, bringing
rich,
butter here.
Creamery butter,
studio.
Unsalted, of course.
Mm,
and
yummy.
Velvety Colombian
I'll
coffee.
I'll spread it all over my 3-day-old croissant here.
And don't get any velvet on you. Ah, the croissant. Well,
nice
we got them 3 days old because we
is
can get them cheap.
Is that jacket you're wearing
way.
Made out of Velveeta?
Ah, that is an original. Yes,
wow.
Please don't tug it that way. It's not. It's
oops.
Old. It's
sorry, here you want this bag? It came off.
No, I'll
oh, I see. You can
up.
Just put it on your sandwich here. And, oh,
no,
that's a great
it's
idea.
Not edible. Stop.
Oh, oh.
Just keep chewing
just like
it forever.
The real stuff.
Here,
yeah.
Spit that out. You can use my handkerchief. The problem is that everything else is Velveeta here. Look, the pillars there and
oh, yeah.
The wall. This is cheese.
You put your hand right through it.
This is cheese. And these carvings here.
There's some money in here.
Oh.
I see the money just falls out of
look,
your pocket.
Money is also a kind of cheese, which is colored by new process.
Oh, well, okay. Oh, I see little presidents on there. I didn't see that.
Yeah, they're cheese too, of course.
Yeah, well, we knew that.
Even the new $100 bill has old greenish Ben made out of greenish Gouda cheese, only a micron
oh my
thick,
God.
Shaved
it's a little electronic
by a
stripe
micro
right through
milliliter
it.
Cheese shaving knife, only $27.99 at Costco. This Christmas, give a cheese shaver the sliced cheese thin enough to float away in the breeze.
Wow, there it goes.
And send cheese around the world as a gift of friendship, recognition of diversity, and the rich cultural heritage of many foreigners. And so, as the sun sinks slowly into the west, we are reminded of the symbol of the land of the rising sun, home of the sword
hey,
of the ninja.
How come there's a scratch in the rising sun?
Yes. The sword of the legendary Shadow Warrior of Japan. As silent and mysterious as the ninja himself. And like him, it had many secrets. For this sword's ingenious design concealed extraordinary things. Hidden daggers, levers, wheels, wires, a complete telephone answering system.
What the?
Even the scabbard converted into a spear.
Wow!
The design atop the handguard symbolizes...
Oops!
The shuriken, the throwing star.
Foot. I hope he had enough coffee.
This severed
oh,
foot is
you.
An integral
apparently
part
did not
of the
bother
ninja's
him at all.
Legendary original
what
sword
a warrior.
Trophies. Beneath this guard is a sculptured dragon, and both are coated in 24-carat chocolate and surrounded in pure gold foil leaf, as are the other sculptures that grace the pommel hilt and even the hidden doodah roll of the sword's exacting design. Seeds, the crafting of such swords is virtually forbidden in Japan these days.
So what are you going to give us?
What happened? Step a little farther away from the rectifier and...
Yeah, the Gouda. Yeah, the Gouda cheese feel is good. Wonderful.
You feel good? You feel real good?
Is now, that... now, did you drink the coffee and the cheese?
Twice.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh. Oh, it looks like we might have to play some music.
Well, you know, from the beginning of time, man has had cheesecake with coffee.
Just listen carefully and think about coffee.
As the coffee gurgles down the esophagus, bits of cheesecake, internal flotsam, accompany it.
Yummy.
River and destiny and the stomach and the duodenum.
There it goes. Doesn't and it feel great?
Searing coffee empties into the acetabulum with the other acid tabs and creates a bubbling,
I'll be down by 6. It's cool, man. Just don't eat any jelly-filled
this
donuts.
Is coffee, not for the
squeamish.
Because
you might think they're little mammals as you bite off their hands. No, never mind, never mind.
No, don't bite no little mammals, man. So call now and have a cup of this delicious Uranian brew. Yes, from far out in the solar system, and one of the more renowned gas giants, comes Uranos coffee. Sparkling like the millions of ice-cold stars that
appropriately named, too. Gives you that afterburner you need at 4 in the morning.
What shall we do about Ivan Stang? That is the question. We up-to-the-minute dads of the 90s live in a world of terrifying moral complexity. One overarching question goes to the root of the belief system underpinning our society. The problem of the existence of Santa Claus pales in comparison. Do you or do you not tell your children the truth about Ivan Stang? For that matter, can you even know the truth? Or has Stang seeped into your own soul so deeply that your own memories of childhood cannot be separated from the artificial memories created for you by Stang? Example, when you feel jolly and industrious, what is the first song that comes to mind? The Subgenius Happy March.
I was going to say Whistle While You Work.
There you see, Stang has formed a molecular bond with the acetylcholine in your brain. You cannot get rid of him. He's inside your skull. He has rewired your cerebral circuitry. Well, someone may shrug, so what? What is so awful about old Uncle Ivan? We all waltzed with him. We followed the touching stories of Buck Naked and Janer. We all wept for Philo.
Look at those guys. They're so funny.
We all tried to imitate Sterno's voice, and the kids who succeeded went on to fame and fortune in positions of high responsibility.
Don't I sound like Janer?
Leaving the rest of us sunk in the mire of low esteem, condemned to a lifelong cycle of despondency. I am sure I am a Wade slave today, because I couldn't do that damned Sterno voice. Moreover, I suspect my bosses all through my life have been able to do it well enough to fool Mrs. Sterno in bed on a dark night. I will even allow that there are moments in the old Stang films that are artistically compelling.
Wow.
The scene in Life Cycle of a
cool
Martian peen worm, when
peen
creature eats and is eaten in a pulsating and spooky rhythm. The Stang Studios today would never make such a film. As childhood recedes, one grows away from Stang, passing through adolescence and into jolly bachelor's hood. One thinks one has put aside babyish fables of Bond. But soon after, one finds out that the Stang disease is both recurrent and hereditary.
Yeah.
And grinning
what
imagos of Bond follow you around
working
forever.
Yeah. What song comes to mind when you think of working?
Well, I don't know. Whistle While You Work, I guess, huh? That's Disney, not Stang, though.
What? It is, after all, the international work song. Because Disney is the president of the world.
What? Disney?
Forever and ever. Amen. And Walt's brain now drifts into the little puddle. And there's Ivan Stang's brain joining us now that we've made this radio pledge.
Ivan Stang, the Stang of Stangs, the master of the Stang harangues, the gangster from the gang of gangs.
Feed the Stang.